know, we're over there telling the visiting team, you need to go. Otherwise, we're crossing paths in midfield and we could have an interesting situation when you kick off. How do you explain what you do for a living? Well, I'm making sure the visiting team's hitting their mark and we're not having a fight at midfield pregame before we even kick off.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today we're joined by Cameron Wilson, Director of Events for the University of South Dakota. He's going to talk about his path to his current position, what he does at USD, their facility improvements, and more. And we're here today with Cameron Wilson. Cameron, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Matt's sitting across from me over here. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Justin. 6 feet apart.
Yep. Another great day in the podcast bunker.
Yep.
But Cameron, can you tell us a little bit about your role with the University of South Dakota?
Yeah. So currently the Director of Events with the University of South Dakota Athletic Department. Been here just under three full years now. Almost wrapped up three academic years here at USD. So that's kind of a quick rundown of my background here at USD.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about how did you end up at USD? Kind of where did you come from?
Yeah, so I had a kind of a unique road getting into college athletics in general. Going into school, knew I wanted to some way, shape, or form end up working in sports. Wasn't exactly sure what the options were, what career path I was going to gear my experience towards. So actually started off by going to Wayne State College in Northeast Nebraska, small D2 school, and got my bachelor's degree in sport management there. I was involved with working, game days from the events facilities side. Also did some things with marketing, actually ran the music for volleyball and basketball games. So
okay.
Kind of a jack of all trades there, certainly a master of none by any means. So that was my first step in getting into athletics or sports in general. Once I graduated from Wayne, I did several internships, mostly in the Omaha area. Again, still not really knowing what my niche was in the sports world. So started off doing sales and marketing internship to satisfy some course requirements for Wayne graduation. Mm-hmm. Did that with an indoor football team called the Omaha Beef. They were part of the IFL back then. Interesting team name.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Very suiting for a Nebraska team. So did that for a few months. Once I graduated and the season with the Beef ended, I ended up going and working for the Cox Classic presented by Lexus of Omaha. Was a stop on the web.com tour at the time. I think now it's changed to the Pinnacle Bank Championship. Not sure the presenter, the sponsor is for that. But I was a facilities intern for a summer with them, had worked with them, the staff there for the Cox Classic previously, doing a practicum during undergrad. So I knew them very well. Did that for a summer and finally landed my first full-time gig with the Omaha Storm Chasers baseball team. They're the AAA baseball team for the Kansas City Royals.
Okay. We've heard of them.
Yep.
Yep. It worked in ticket sales for one season. Realized pretty quickly that ticket sales wasn't going to be my calling in life.
Okay. I was
working on sports. And luckily, they had a operational role open up in the visiting team clubhouse at the conclusion of that season. So slid over to operations. Very much enjoyed being hands-on, kind of behind the scenes, just getting my hands dirty. Did that for two baseball seasons while working with Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, kind of part-time. So my second season, actually, with the Omaha Storm Chasers, I got accepted into grad school at Nebraska. It was the very first cohort of their intercollegiate athletic administration program down there in Lincoln. So that was a two-year program. Second year of that program, I worked with Creighton University as a facilities and events intern, and that was my real first experience in college athletics. Finally found my career path, my choice, my calling, if you will, in the events and facilities world. So I did that for about a year. Once I graduated from Nebraska, I was fortunate enough to take a position out at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay.
Was out there for a year. If you ever get a chance, it's absolutely beautiful out there. West Virginia gets a bad rap. I can vouch for him. It's a gorgeous state. So I did that for just under a year when this position at South Dakota opened up. It was an opportunity to get closer to home. Obviously more responsibilities, a step up, a promotion. So it was kind of a no-brainer at the time. So been here for just under 3 years, like I said, and that's kind of the quick and easy of how I ended up in Vermilion, South Dakota.
That's really interesting. You mentioned you're, you know, the jack of all trades. Listening to your story right now, everything from doing audio, almost DJ-like stuff, I guess, when it comes to sporting events.
Yeah, it was fun because you'd be sitting there and the girls, you know, volleyball, they'd give you the thumbs down or thumbs up if you're doing a great job. they come over and give you their requests. So it was a fun experience.
There's I got a quick story here, Justin. I don't know if I've told you this one, but there was listening to like the sound group in a professional baseball. I was at a Colorado Rockies game one time.
Okay.
And they were doing a Star Wars theme night, and the guy was in there and he loved playing the music for because he was a big Star Wars fan. And he used to say things like, "Watch this, I can do this whenever I want." And he'd hit a button and it was just like Star Wars blaster sounds that would go out.
What do those sound like, Matt?
I'm not going to do that right now.
Oh, dang it.
So you've gone through all these different areas, and you kind of mentioned, you know, ticket sales wasn't your area that you wanted to pursue more. So then as you got more into the hands-on and the background area, what was it about that interested you the most? Was it kind of the organizing and putting on the events, or what was it?
Absolutely. No 2 days are ever the same. And events and facilities, athletics in general, I suppose. I liked having something new every day, a new challenge, the problem-solving aspect of it. Growing up in the Midwest, in Nebraska, on a farm, being able to get in there and get your hands dirty was kind of what drew me towards events, facilities in particular. The whole having to call people every day, all day, every day, just really wore me down pretty quickly. So it was refreshing to get out of the office, being able to get away from a desk, not being tied down, just being able to mingle with different individuals each and every day.
Right, right. And now that you're at USD, what does a typical game day look like for you?
Typical game day, you know, if it's a football game day, typically we play a 2 o'clock kickoff. So we're usually rolling in there 5 or 6 p.m. to start setting up. Parking is our first and priority each Saturday. So coming in, getting, signs set out, helping put out cones and delineators, flagging. We have a lot of grass parking lots here in Vermilion for football. So going through and just touching up any paint, tying off any flags if needed. Then we usually have our first call of parking attendants roll in. We'll get them going, get them their assignments, show them where they're going to be. If it's a student worker or somebody that's new, give them a quick rundown of expectations. Here in Vermilion, a football game day crowd usually is just under 10,000. So not a huge crowd, but still has its own challenges when it comes to, parking, event management, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Once we get parking set up, the attendance going, we usually roll into getting stuff inside going. So whether that's waiting on the officials, the visiting team to roll around, getting them situated in their locker rooms, taking the officials to meet with the TV crew, making sure everybody's on the same page, our gentlemen in the replay booth, et cetera. And we usually have our inside game day staff show up shortly after that. I'm usually running from one place to another on a football Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Getting my steps in, making sure my phone's on loud. So at that point, getting our ushers, ticket takers situated, letting them know, we got a certain promotion going on. We got senior day or it's Veterans Day. This is what you can expect. Any sort of ticket deals, just relaying that information from the ticket office to my staff, making sure, again, everybody's on the same page in that regard. Once we finally get to doors open 90 minutes prior to kick, usually everything's set up, rolling at that point, just putting out little fires here and there, answering questions, run the 100-minute administrative meeting. So we'll get the home director of football operations visiting, director of football operations, the white hat official, our scoreboard crew, university police department, anybody that needs to be present. We have a quick, usually doesn't take more than 5 or 10 minutes meeting pre-game just to cover anything that might be out of the ordinary. Again, if it's senior day, is anybody going to be bringing a ball out for introductions for the coin flips? Is anybody in particular any deities going to be flipping the coin? Those types of things. Mm-hmm. Football is obviously way more hectic than any of our other sports. volleyball, again, you know, getting the parking going, ushers, ticket takers, making sure visiting teams, officials are all situated. Just kind of a quick rundown over my game day duties. Again, basketball, soccer, very similar in that regard. Basketball has a little bit more. Again, we have an officials meeting pregame, about 45 minutes before tip, just to go over any details, make sure everybody's on the same page. Basketball, mm-hmm. every year there's some sort of rule change that we gotta address, and just making sure that's fresh on everybody's mind each and every game. It'd be great if we could have the exact same rules for men's and women's basketball. That would make my life easier, the table crew's yeah. life easier. That would just make too much sense. So that's kind of a quick rundown of what a game day looks for me.
Yeah, that's so many different areas that you gotta. I mean, you yeah. mentioned definitely being hands on and getting your hands dirty. Everything from meeting with security to what's going on with the referees, the white hat you mentioned. So like your title though, right, as the director of events for University of South Dakota. If we take kind of a step back or a higher level view, what is your overall responsibilities? Do you still work with, you know, the ticket sales people, the athletic directors, kind of like how does it all work together?
Yeah. So I'd like to think of the events, facilities, operations department kind of as the glue that brings everybody together. So very involved working with the ticket office, you know, our marketing department, even different entities on campus, you know, campus police, campus safety, our grounds and facility management on a game day basis. You know, if it's a November through, you know, even April in South Dakota, you can get snow at any given time. So making sure yeah. if there's snow in the forecast that, you know, campus is prepared, our facility staff is prepared to get snow moved, get parking lots cleared for our patrons attending the game, just to try to provide the best experience possible. So very involved working with different groups. Like I said, I feel like we are the glue that kind of brings everything together. My parents ask me, you know, to explain what I do for my job, and it's almost impossible to give them an exact response. Every day is different, every hour is different. Some of the calls we get on a game day or just, you know, the day to day operations, it's kind of hard to put that into words and explain what exactly I do for a living sometimes.
You're trying to sum it up right now, and it still seems like a lot.
I would say it sounds like everything surrounding an event. Like if you go to a sporting event, there's probably a lot of things going on that you don't think about. Like, yeah, somebody's got to coordinate the parking and where everybody's going to go. Somebody's got to coordinate to have all the ticket takers and sellers there ready to do their job and get everything organized. You always see people coming out for the coin flip and for honoring during this quarter break and things like that. Somebody's got to organize all that. And we've talked Absolutely. To event producers before, and our event producers talk about their script, their game day script. They run that down, but that's always inside the bowl. And you're talking about almost everything else that surrounds
the whole facility.
Yeah. Just everything else.
And just building off from that, one of the things that jumps out to me at the moment is, working with that script, you know, for football in particular, our field, our entrance, I should say, is a little unique. The visiting team and home team cross paths right at midfield. So our marketing team does a great job of building the scripts down to the second. So as soon as we hit that second, that tick, you know, we're over there telling the visiting team, you need to go. Otherwise we're crossing paths at midfield and we could have an interesting situation and kick off.
Right.
Again, one of those things, how do you explain what you do for a living? Well, making sure the visiting team's hitting their mark and we're not having a fight at midfield pregame before we even kick off.
Yeah.
And then I got to imagine it even varies, right? Because you're talking about how football is different than the other sports. And then you even have, you know, your homecoming D-Day is down there. So it's, or Dakota Days, as soon as you have that, it's a whole nother level too, even, right? Because you probably have a lot more people coming in that you got to make sure and cross your T's and dot your I's a little bit more.
Exactly. You get your South Dakota States, the big in-state rival, or even, you know, the reigning champions, the North Dakota States, they always bring a big crowd. So
yeah, They travel really, well.
Some, and you know, I'm sure it's the same everywhere else. Some games are going to be a little bit different. Some games are going to be a little bit bigger. So just being flexible in that regard.
Yeah, and you talked about football, and you mentioned a couple other sports, basketball, soccer, volleyball that you worked at even. What sports at USD are you heavily involved in?
We help with the events department, particularly me, mm-hmm. Oversee game day for each and every sport, all 17 of them. So some sports obviously have a little more, we're a little more heavily involved in than some others. Mm-hmm. Football, basketball, obviously are the giants. So we spend a lot of time working on those, but even, you know, soccer, softball, volleyball is really big down here since South Dakota now. Really taken off with their success in recent years. So every sport we help oversee the game day operations for. We have a small events department, it's myself, and then have two GAs that we rotate every single year. We have a 1-year graduate program at USD. So every single year, as soon as I get them trained, I'm shipping them off to the next internship or full-time job. So it's just a unique challenge to South Dakota, some of your bigger schools. Just locally, you know, like your Nebraska's, your Iowa's, you're going to have a little bit larger events department to where you have that ability to kind of divvy sports out to different people, kind of give everybody a little more individualized attention. But here at South Dakota, we unfortunately aren't capable of having that staff size. So it's a gift and the curse. The gift is I have the opportunity to work with all these different sports individuals. Become more well-rounded with each one. Obviously, the trade-off is it's fewer nights at home, putting more hours in the office. But that's why we go into this field. We love sports and just thankful to have the opportunity at South Dakota and be able to still be involved in sports in some way, shape, or form.
So you mentioned, though, Justin had asked you what other sports you're involved in, and I thought you had already rattled them off. But when you said 17 different sports, right. I can't help but think – you know, that experience, and I'm not sure if maybe what you've done at the other facilities and other things in your career help you with this, but I mean, how do you 17 sports and you talked about how, yeah, this season they may have rule changes, right? Like how do you stay on top of that for all those different sports?
Luckily, our conferences do a great job. Anytime there's, whether it's football, the Missouri Valley Football Conference, or basketball, any other sport for that matter in the Summer League, they do a great job of relaying information saying, hey, just want to make sure you guys are aware of this. We need to implement this change, et cetera. You know, like last year we put in the 3-point line for the men, the new 3-point line. So, whether it's getting the lines painted in all the practice gyms, the main courts, making sure the table crew, is all on the same page. It seems like, there's always some change when it comes to the shot clock or the game clock, fouls, mm-hmm. et cetera. Just making sure everybody's on the same page. We have a great group for our table crew that has been here long before I even started. So they're really easy to work with. They're on top of it. Great group, consistence. Some of the other things that we do, even outside of the 17 sports, the outside events, whether it be you know, the university commencements, banquets, things like that.
I didn't even think about that.
Those start to add up as well. So even outside of those 17 sports, there's always something going on in our athletic facilities. We stay busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, 17 sports, that's got to keep you busy anyway. I mean, even outside of those outside events.
Yep. And obviously you're going to have a little more involvement when it comes to football or basketball than say, your, I don't know, your cross countries, your triathlons. Sports like that, where you're leaning very heavily on the coaches, at least my position, just leaning heavily on the coaches just to help bridge that gap. I'm not an expert in triathlon by any stretch of the imagination, but it's very, very much a family atmosphere here at South Dakota. Something you may not get, you know, at a larger institution. I've been at bigger schools where I didn't know every single person in the athletic department. Funny story. I worked with somebody at Marshall University that I had never met, never knew. Got to South Dakota. He got here a couple months after me. Found out he worked with me at Marshall and had no idea who he was.
Oh, man.
And the beauty of South Dakota is you know every single person in the athletic department, people on campus. It's just a very personable community. So I'm thankful. very thankful for that.
I was curious, what was the biggest change between, you know, like working out there in Marshall and then at University of South Dakota? I think you just hit that on the head.
Absolutely. And like I said, I previously talked about it, you know, just having the ability to be involved in all sports here at South Dakota, whereas Marshall, my sports were men's and women's soccer and baseball.
Oh,
I was involved in football and basketball, just as, you know, an assistant, just an additional helper. But as far as leading game day operations, get the full 17 sports here at South Dakota.
Nice. And in the recent years, it sounds like USD has done some renovations and additions to campus. Can you explain a little bit about what you guys have renovated and added?
Yeah. So one of the things that really drew me to South Dakota, outside of the proximity to home, obviously, was they've been building new facilities since transitioning from the D2 to D1 days. So just recently, they just built a new facility for basketball and volleyball in particular, called the Sanford Kyle Sports Center. Seats just over 6,000 people. It was a very much needed facility for South Dakota. They were pretty much doing every single sport out of the Dakota Dome where they play football. Dome was built in the 70s and is actually undergoing some renovations currently, a $26 million renovation for the first phase, for new football locker rooms, player lounges. We doubled our seating capacity.
Wow.
New concessions, restrooms, et cetera. The works over on one side of the facility. But before the Sanford Kyle Sports Center, they played volleyball, football, basketball, everything inside of this dome.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine trying to shoot a basketball with the depth perception, lights at the dome. I wasn't a good basketball player to begin with. I would have never gotten off the bench if I had ever tried to play at USD.
Oh, I was at Northern State and we had track meets. I remember one time we went down there and they were doing practices. And I remember thinking that same thing. I go, what, they play basketball in this place right now? Like it definitely seemed weird.
Granted, we're not the Carrier Dome, but Syracuse, I don't know how they do it. I respect that. Good for them. But yeah, it's very much needed. We've got a brand new, I want to say it's about 4 or 5 years old now, facility for basketball and volleyball. And that's really helped recruiting, getting student athletes here on campus to Vermilion, South Dakota. So respect the job the coaches do there. But also part of the Sanford Kyle Sports Center is occupational therapy, physical therapy, kinesiology, and sport management. That's all in with us with athletics. So we have a great resource in them. And it also helps when you're trying to find the student workers, et cetera. But when they also built the Sanford Kyle Sports Center, they built a new soccer and track complex as part of that process. So we have a state-of-the-art outdoor track, as well as a great soccer facility, turf, putting out lights this summer on the facility. Since I've been at USD, it seems like there's several projects they have in mind, and they keep continuing to grow. Not just in athletics, but the university as a whole.
I was going
to
say, so you got there, what you said, about 3 years ago or so. Were some of these big projects already underway by the time you got there? I mean, you said they're continuing even now, but like some of the bigger ones, like for basketball.
Yeah, so the Sanford Kyle Sports Center, the basketball volleyball arena, it had just finished construction. I believe it was the summer prior to my arrival.
Okay.
So finished in 2016. I got to South Dakota in 2017. And they wrapped up with soccer and track at that time as well. They started the renovations to the Dakota Dome in February of 2019. So a little over a year ago, and like I said, a $26 million renovation, addressing a lot of needs for not only our football program, but it'll also help out with our indoor track meets. The Dakota Dome is a kind of a catch-all, especially in the winter, the South Dakota winters, for team practices. So one of the challenges I have, my job is scheduling, in particular Dakota Dome from, I'll call it late October to just about this time, really, when the sun starts coming out in South Dakota, and trying to coordinate everybody's practices. So that's track, and track just has so many different events, whether it's throws, jumps, sprints, distance, et cetera, going on simultaneously. We also have a pool inside of the Dakota Dome. That is the home to our swimming and diving team, men and women.
Okay.
They're actually going to be building a new pool attached to the wellness center here in the next next 2 or 3 years. So we'll be able to get the pool out of the dome at that point. Other sports using it. We leave down 20 yards of turf. So the unique thing that I had never seen prior to my time at South Dakota was watching turf come up and down. And our turf is in 26 strips for that 120 yards to include the end zones.
Wow.
So seeing our facility staff, it's about a 24-hour process.
Thanks.
Either taking up the turf or putting it back down. So we usually leave 20 yards of turf down for our football program to have a place to go, you know, inside during those winter months. Our soccer program to, you know, kick the ball around a little bit. Softball has the challenge of, hey, I have 20 yards of turf and no cages inside. So what are we going to do for them? Just trying to best accommodate every single program. Everybody's really easy to work with. Everybody does their own share of giving a little. Our coaches understand our situation. So tennis is another one that we have down on the dome floor between, in the middle of the track there. It's a very unique situation having that dome. And
yeah,
sounds like it.
Yeah, man.
Everything's scheduled. Yeah.
Talk about a multi-use facility there. Everything in there that you can. Like you said, South Dakota winters, everybody wants to be inside to get their practices in and stuff like that.
Kids all get out of class at 2 o'clock and, you know, they're right in there at 2:30 working out, training, lifting, et cetera. So it's very much a multi-use facility. Ethan hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Yeah. And you talked about some of the improvements that were done on campus. We know that some of that included Daktronics video displays, of course. Have you had a chance to see some of those on game day and how they've been incorporated into those venues?
Yeah. So the one that sticks out to me the most, I would say, is Sanford Kyle Sports Center. Mm-hmm. Being brand new, we've got great video boards in there. We have a ribbon board, a full 360 ribbon board, as well as two video boards on both ends of the basketball court, volleyball court. The ribbon boards in particular are the ones that stand out to me. For whatever reason, it always catches my eye. Basketball pregame lineups, when they announce every individual player, the way our production team, our marketing team's been able to, you know, list the player's name and number, coach, et cetera, on the introductions, and the light shows they've been able to do to kind of tie it all together to create that game day atmosphere. They do a phenomenal job. And those boards have only contributed to their success. You know, been fortunate to make some playoff runs in the WNIT, NIVC this past year for volleyball. And I know our fans are very reliant on those boards, whether it's score, what time it is, fouls, how many points does this player have, how many digs or aces, kills does player XYZ have. Mm-hmm. It only enhances that game day atmosphere. And then in the dome as well, that huge video board on the north end of the dome. I know whether it's the video or, like I said, the stats each and every game day, if that's not running right, we got problems. And Daktronics has been phenomenal in helping us address those.
And you're talking, it's cool hearing that, like, you know, the ribbon display is a key one that sticks out too. And you getting there kind of right as that was being installed and stuff. Do you hear a lot of, you know, get a lot of feedback from people about how it is different from what they had, like just the overall experience of the game?
Yeah. So just from being at other places, other universities, and kind of comparing what products they had, what video boards they used, we're very blessed in South Dakota to have such a great product, great video board for that game day atmosphere. You know, if we got a practice for our team practicing, even not even game days, just practice, the teams are using those video boards, whether it's just to keep track of score, keep track of time. They're a daily use item. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even at, you know, Marshall, they just recently upgraded there. They just got a brand new center hung. But before they had that, their video boards, I would say, they weren't on par with what we have here at USD. Now they've obviously upgraded. So it's the battle of who can have the best facilities. That's where you guys come in. So,
okay. Yeah. And for those game day productions, do you find yourself able to sneak into the control room and see how things are running in there? Or can you give us a little bit of behind the scenes on how that works for you guys?
Yeah, I'll do my best. I try to steer clear of the of the production rooms. I don't want to touch anything and mess anything up for those guys. They do a phenomenal job. We have a very nice control room, Midco production booth. And from there, they can control, you know, streams from soccer, from track, which are, you know, a couple blocks away. It also controls the Dakota Dome video board, which is an adjacent facility to the Sanford Cal Sports Center. And then obviously controls all the video boards in Sanford Cal Sports Center. Our production team does a great job of putting on a show from that location. That's about as much involvement as I have with the production team, to be completely frank. I try not to mess anything up, try to steer clear of things that I could touch and break.
So if I ask you about uncompressed AVIs and stuff like that, you can't answer that one?
That's a foreign language to me. Yeah,
I only hear it in casual conversation. But I was just, so you meant it's a single control room setup you have, huh? So I've heard that of a couple different colleges. So for you have one main control room then that goes out to the other facilities, is that right?
Exactly. So soccer and track, like I said, they're at least a few blocks away. And then the Dakota Dome is just adjacent. It's attached to the Sanford Cal Sports Center, but the runs that they made for that cabling, I can't imagine how long those cables are. But yeah, just one central location. It's extremely convenient for our team.
So I have to know, you've been to a few different areas in your history of different events and things like that. Are there any events that just kind of stick out in your mind that you've experienced since being at USD?
You know, football is kind of the bread and butter, not just for USD, but for the country as a whole. So football production, the team, our marketing team, production team, they spend a better part of their week in the fall, you know, not only creating, but helping to just kind of educate everybody as far as what time they're going to be doing what on their pregame countdown, getting the fans involved, you know, for football, whether it's the third down howl, using the video board as a display, not just for stats or for replay, you know, graphics, getting those up on the board, letting them know, hey, it's third down, time to hear your coyote howl, things like that.
Yeah,
they've done a great job of utilizing those video boards on a game day. And football game days are definitely our biggest events, most attended. So that would probably be the number one item that sticks out to me.
Nice. Do you have any fun stories? Like, is there one where something crazy happened, a close game? I mean, in any of the different, it can be USD or the other ones. We're always kind of curious if there's some kind of really cool sports story that happened in your experience.
Oh boy. Oh,
or there's just too many maybe to be able to pick one.
There's too many. I would say I apologize to any Omaha fans out there. But women's basketball, I had never seen this before, not only in person, but on TV. Our women's basketball team, they're phenomenal. They do a great job. They actually held Omaha to 0 points in the first quarter of a women's basketball game.
Wow.
I looked up at the scoreboard. It was 28-0 at the end of the first period there. And I had never seen anything like that. Just
that's a football score.
Exactly. It's like, are we playing basketball? Is this right? Just double checking the scores. Yeah, we're good. Okay.
Wow. So. Kind of leading to that. Is there any other experience from working on your aspect of what it's like that really sticks out in your mind that you enjoy other than just the events that you've participated in?
Yeah, absolutely. Just working in athletics, it's very much a family atmosphere. So especially in Vermilion, not only do you get to know, you know, different people from the athletic department, different departments within the athletic department, you know, across campus, whether it's university police department, you know, campus marketing facilities, grounds, et cetera, all the way down to the student athletes, getting to know them just on a personal level. It's probably my favorite part about working in athletics as a whole. It's very much a family. It's your second family. You spend so much time each and every day, even weekends, nights, working with them, but you're away from your actual family. So it's nice to have that second family. And like I said, no 2 days are the same working in college athletics. One day I'm, you know, trying to get parking ready for football, and the next you're putting out another little fire over at soccer. And, you know, the next day you've got a volleyball match. So it definitely keeps you on your toes, keeps it fresh.
I'd say there's always those crossover moments, right, between like fall sports and winter sports, where you could have one week that has pretty much every sport in action on campus. And I can just, I can't imagine what it's like, but I can imagine that for you, that's one of those, like you said, long days, long nights, and you're pretty much always on campus during those circumstances.
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, you know, with the whole coronavirus ordeal going on, you know, was forced to shut down for the spring. We were to have a very busy weekend, the first weekend of April. We had a tennis duel scheduled as well as a track meet. Mm-hmm. Our softball had a series that weekend. And then we also had another outside event scheduled for the Sanford Kyle Sports Center, all concurrently. We also had a spring soccer game going on right next door to track and softball.
Wow.
Just weekends like that, you're going to get days where you have the overlap, but you get days like that where it's like we planned everything for one day and I'm going to live here from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., but yeah. You know, it's going to fly by and it's not going to be dull, that's for sure.
That's a lot going on at one time. Does that just stretch your staff thin? Like, are you guys flying around in Segways or how are you covering all that?
You know, I wish we had Segways. That would be a heck of an upgrade. I'm going to ask for that in my birthday next year.
There you go.
No, just doing our best to plan ahead. We have a great staff that has all been here for a year, so we kind of have an idea of what to expect. But the best way I can describe it is you're playing zone defense.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's perfect.
So aside from the Segways or bird scooters or anything like that to zoom around campus with or golf carts, yeah. Is there exactly. Any other advice you'd give anybody looking to do kind of your role or how they could get into it?
Oh, the best advice I can give you is just get involved as much as possible. And I know that's very cliche, but in athletics, if I'm going to hire a graduate assistant or an assistant in general, I want to see what experience you have. Is there any, you know, dead periods in your resume? Did you take a year off? How come? I want to see people get involved. I want to see the willingness to work. Like I said, I'm a Midwest guy. And again, it's cliche, but we got that Midwest mentality. You want to mm-hmm. see your hands dirty, being willing to dive in. I'll give a quick podcast shout out to Peggy Sue Collins with a practicum for me in the fall. And I don't think she had any real athletic experience working in sports. But the girl had heck of an attitude, willing to do anything and anything asked of her. And, you know, if you come in with a good attitude, we can work with that.
Yeah. We mentioned Peggy Sue is actually one of our sales interns right now at Daktronics. And I can definitely agree with you. She's definitely brought over that work ethic. And that was a big reason too, why we ended up bringing her on for the internship here as well.
Yeah. And on the air, kudos to Peggy Sue for even helping line up this podcast.
Yeah. That's three shout outs. She just got for me, one from each of us.
Yeah. Must be doing something right.
Yeah, great job, Peggy Sue.
Yeah. Well, Cameron, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your experiences with us and telling us about things at USD.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate your guys' time. And if you have any other questions, just give me a holler. You got my number now.
All right.
Thanks, Cameron.
All right. Have a good one, fellas.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.